Incumbent city council members came under withering attacks all across Sonoma County in this election cycle, but the voters weren't buying. From Sonoma to Sebastopol, Petaluma to Cloverdale, the leading vote-getter in each city was a popular incumbent. But in the high-profile county supervisor runoff in the 2nd District, it was former Petaluma City Councilman David Rabbit who scored a no-doubt-about-it win over current city mayor Pam Torliot. Rabbit was widely seen as a pro-business candidate, and although he considers that an imprecise characterization, it is a key part of his approach to his new job.
It's going to be the private sector that has to create the jobs locally and allow the private sector to create those jobs. I've always thought you have to create some surety for them. All private sector wants to know is, what are the rules we're playing by? What do you expect of us? And it's really a matter of just setting the rules, being proactive, having great communication with the private sector, and making sure that they do feel comfortable moving forward.
Two of the 3-member pro-business slate in Santa Rosa, Jake Hours and Scott Bartley, finished 2nd and 3rd in that 3-seat contest, but it was incumbent Mayor Susan Gorin who led the pack. Veronica Jacoby finished 4th. But Gorin was just enthused about the strong showing of Measure P, a quarter-cent sales tax increase to boost the municipal budget, as she was about her own showing.
This will give us a breathing room. It's temporary, 8 years, and it will allow us to hopefully weather the recession and move on into recovery. At some point, we would like to begin restoring some of the cuts, but for right now, we're just trying to prevent cutting even further.
There were also 9 special district bond measures across the county, each needing a 55% majority for approval. Only one in the Piner Olivet School District fell short, and by less than 2%. But more than 58% voted against the County Transportation Agency's bid for a $10 vehicle license fee. In other city council races, current Mayor Sarah Gurney, Michael Keis, and Patrick Slater were elected in Sebastopol. Incumbent Pam Stafford and Planning Commissioner Amy Ahanatu prevailed over John Borba and Carl Levo in a bitterly contested race in Rohnert Park. Cotati Council members Mark Landman and Pat Gilardi easily turned back a challenge from recalled former colleague George Barrich. In Sonoma, the winners were Steve Barbose, Ken Brown, and Tom Rouse. Hillsburg voters backed Jim Wood, Susan Jones, and Loretta Peterson-Strong, while Cloverdale reelected Joe Palla and Carol Russell, adding Mike Max to their city council. And in Petaluma, David Glass squeaked past Jeff Main to return to the mayor's office, while council members Mike Harris and Teresa Barrett were given new terms, joined by Chris Albertson. At least that's what the preliminary counts showed as of last night. In other Sonoma County races of interest, Pat Broderick prevailed in the Superior Court judgeship contest. Urban growth boundary measures were approved or renewed for Cloverdale, Santa Rosa, and Petaluma, where a bid to roll back sewer rates was rejected. Overall, voter turnout for Sonoma County was 54%, with more than 3/5 of the ballots cast as mail-ins or absentees. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.